1 Chronicles chapter 23. Then when David was old, and with his fill of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered all the officials of Israel, and the priests and the Levites. And the Levites were counted from 30 years old and above, and their number by head count was 38,000 men. Of these, 24,000 were to superintend the work of the house of the Lord, whereas 6,000 were overseers and judges. And there were 4,000 gatekeepers, and 4,000 who praised the Lord with instruments, which, David said, I made for praising. And David assigned them in divisions, according with the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. According with the Gershonites were Ladan and Shimi. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel the head, and Zetham and Joel, three of them. The sons of Shimi were Shalomith and Haziel and Haran, three of them. These were the paternal heads belonging to Ladan. The sons of Shimi were Jahath, Zinah, and Jeush and Beriah. These sons of Shimi were four in number. And Jahath was the head, and Zizah the second, but Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, and they became the paternal house of one appointed line. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four of them. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated so as to consecrate him for the Holy of Holies, he and his sons age abidingly, to burn incense before the Lord, to serve him and to bless in his name age abidingly. And as Moses was a man of God, his sons were called after the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. The sons of Gershom were Shebuel the head and his line. And the sons of Eleazar were Rehabiah the head and his line. Now Eleazar did not have any other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were ever so many. The sons of Izhar were Shelomith the head and his line. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah the head, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, and Jechamam the fourth. The sons of Uziel were Micah the head and Jishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli were Eleazar and Kish. But Eleazar died, and he didn't have any sons, but daughters, and the sons of Kish, their brothers, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi were Mahli and Eder and Jeremoth, three of them. Those were the sons of Levi according to the house of their fathers, the paternal heads by their appointed lines, with the number of names corresponding to their head count, performing service in the work of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old upwards. For David had said, The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, and he will dwell in Jerusalem age abidingly, and also to the Levites, because there will be no need to transport the tabernacle and all the equipment for its service. For in the last words of David, the number of the sons of Levi is reckoned from 20 years old and above, because their position was as an accessory to the sons of Aaron in the work of the house of the Lord, concerning the courtyards and the offices, and the purity of all holy equipment, and the work of the service of the house of God, including the showbread and the fine flour for the meal offering, and the thin cakes of unleavened bread, and the baking dish and the stirrer, and for every measure and quantity, and to stand every morning to give thanks to and to praise the Lord, and similarly in the evening, and to stand for all the offering of burnt offerings to the Lord. On the Sabbaths, the new moons, the festival days, in number according to the ordinance imposed on them, continually before the Lord. And they kept guard of the tent of contact, and guard of the sanctuary, and guard of the sons of Aaron, their brothers, in the work of the house of the Lord.